All right, here we go.
Alrighty, special meeting, July 15th, 2021, Franklin Township Board of Trustees, 6 p.m. Could we have a roll call, please?
Mm-hmm. Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. I'll make a motion to suspend the pledge of allegiance and any past business.
Second.
Ralph?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. The purpose of the meeting is a budget hearing regarding Franklin Township 2022 tax budget. Consideration. Okay. Consideration.
Consideration regarding the tax.
We just call that.
That would be afterwards, yeah.
Oh, okay.
First, you're going to do the hearing and bring up.
Okay, gotcha.
So I think Jeff had a few things.
So, budget hearing, I assume that Jeff is going to help. Jeff, what is your last name? I can't remember.
Wilczek.
Our current auditor is going to conduct the meeting, give us the necessary information to do this mid-year meeting. So, Jeff, you will have
sure.
the floor now. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Trustees, there was a copy of the tax budget on your in front of your seat.
Yes.
We're going to talk about. Every year, all local governments that levy property taxes have to do a tax budget. The primary purpose of the tax budget is to reflect the need for existing or increased tax rates and to obtain an apportionment of the undivided local government fund. The tax budget does not present appropriations for 2022. I stress that because in the past year, that seems to have been the case. Okay, this is not the appropriations for 2022. It is the starting point for the appropriated budget that will be presented in December and adopted, hopefully adopted, for 2022. The proposed expenditures will be reviewed and revised with input from the department heads beginning again in October. The township's major sources of revenue are property taxes. The major source of revenue is property tax for the township. Special levies support police, fire, and the road department. Other significant revenue sources are local government funds, state gas taxes, and state and local motor vehicle license taxes. That's your primary sources of revenue for you. These revenues have very little growth each year in them. So it makes it hard to try and keep up with rising costs that occur, you know, on the expenditure side here. Expenditures that are presented in the tax budget are based on historical amounts, current service levels, and a 3% increase. Wages were calculated based on union contracts. Employee benefits are anticipated to increase 3% with the exception of medical benefits. Medical benefits are anticipated to increase 12%, which is the same increase that occurred for 2021. Naturally, 2021 had a much higher rate initially proposed, and your consultant managed to get it down to 12% for you. So that was very helpful. COVID is also contributing to those costs increasing on us. All other expenditures are anticipated to increase 3%. And this may change by fall, as we are all seeing significant increases in basic essentials. So come October, we'll get a chance to revisit and we'll take a look and see how things are increasing and how it's going to impact the budget for 2022. Within the tax budget, there are fund presentations for each fund. It presents 2 years of actual, the current budget for this year, and the anticipated amounts for 2022. 2019 actuals are as recorded in the accounting system. The amounts do not include adjustments for the accounting and reconciliation issues that exist here yet. Okay. Police levy, I need to point out, the police levy fund has a projected deficit of $221,000. Without a new revenue, the fund will need a subsidy of some sort or a reduction in service levels beginning early in 2022.
Let me interrupt you there for a minute. Is that also with a passage of a levy?
The tax budget cannot take into account a new levy until it's passed.
Right, but I'm asking you, if the levy passes, are we still going to see that deficit?
No.
Okay.
That deficit should not exist.
Gotcha. Okay, carry on.
Although ending 2022 may be very tight.
Okay.
As the levy proceeds begin to come in.
Correct.
It'll be really close, but we should be able to carry through pretty well, you think, Jeff?
And we'll know more November whether it passed and based upon the estimates from county auditors to what the levy will generate. My understanding is the levy that's being proposed for November will take effect and be collected in 2022.
Okay.
Okay. There's 1 year left on the old levy. That one will be dropped. The new one would come in. That's my understanding.
Okay.
Okay. No other funds in the tax budget have a deficit for 2022.
Okay.
Okay. I will point out that as we work with the department heads putting some of this together, we looked out 5 years based upon trending information, and your fire levy fund is still going to have a problem. It's out a couple of years, but things are tight there, and it does not take into account the potential grant that you may receive yet this year.
Right, the SAFER grant.
Yes. EMS fund is holding its own, but it's tight. Okay. The budget, after the budget is adopted, which you'll be asked to do tonight, it'll be submitted to the County Budget Commission by Tuesday next week. It's a statutory date of July 20th. And after the Budget Commission does its work, it will certify back to the township the official certificate of estimated resources. That becomes the limitation on the appropriations for 2022. The certificate can be amended before the start of 2022 if we have some significant changes in revenues between now and then. And we'll take a look at the revenue side again starting in October when we look at the appropriations for 2022. Also in the tax budget, which is some good information, there's on page 2 and 3 are levies that are in existence for the township. Page 1 and 2. Page 1 points out what levies are inside millage, in other words, those that are levied by statute and without vote of the people. And then the amount of millage, outside millage, that is levied by voter approval. And the individual levies are actually listed on page 2 for police and fire. The levies that come into existence for the road department are part of inside millage, just further allocation of it.
And part of that's that road district was created last year.
Actually, that one's been a blessing and a big help for the road department, that road district. So, if you have questions or if you want to look at certain presentations a little bit closer, feel free to ask. And general public also has a chance to express their opinion at the hearing or ask questions too. So, thank you guys.
SAFER grants would be considered possibly for fire department only, no police.
No, it has to only be for that. Yes, you can't. Okay. You can't take. It's usually like 1.4 mil, isn't it?
I think there's an increase in the COPS grants though, that are federal grants.
Yeah.
That we should be able to apply for this year too.
Right, right. But you can't. His question was, you can't take from one and then use it somewhere else.
No. Well, I'm not really taking from one. I'm just asking what. You know, in the SAFER for the COVID, you know, they allowed a certain amount for each department.
SAFER strictly fire.
That can only be used for new firefighters.
For fire, that's what I thought. Okay, thank you.
And again, approval has not been received for that yet. It's anticipated by October.
Okay.
And when do we hear confirmation of that? October?
I'm hearing anytime August, September. Okay. And I haven't seen the grant application, so I don't know what impact it's gonna have on the township as far as matching costs. What I'm hearing from the chief is that it's 100% covering the wages, but I don't know if it covers all the benefits too. So we got a little work to do with this once we see what's been awarded.
Gotcha.
I don't have any questions.
I have no questions.
No, not really. Your CAP was pretty well informed, and you know, if you as much as the information as bits and pieces I could grasp here, and then talking to Mark Long a little along the line there too probably helped me a little bit.
Yeah.
Now, so having said that, you know, I guess we've had, according to the state, long, which I don't know, I guess I just kind of jumped head first in this crazy thing I asked for state audit back a couple, 3 or 4 years ago. Woo! I wish I'd never even heard of that, but it happened.
Yes.
You know, state audit, I think people mostly know they're not a lot of fun. All the things to be construed or misconstrued. It just sounds nasty from day one, really.
Generally, it's not. If you've got problems, then it does become a little bit more of a challenge to deal with.
Well, now, here's that's the big thing has been in this particular trying to operate this year, the amount of money that we've had to spend to prove other people right or wrong or whatever, it's been a huge burden on the taxpayer. And it's shocked my nerves, probably yours and yours too, really. Not Lord.
But most of that centers upon sloppy record keeping in the past.
It does, but we don't know that, Jeff.
I'm working with it.
Firsthand.
Well, I know. Well, you know what I'm saying.
So,
I've lived with this thing for a few years and had no idea where we're at. We're also missing substantial.
Working with Nick and Mary, we've actually gotten to the point where, and this is getting off target.
Yeah, well, that's all right. Nick seems to
be getting monthly reports out to you as far as the revenue and expenditures and fund balances.
Yeah, we weren't getting that previously. Yeah. We haven't had a budget hearing before.
No, exactly. Well, we did before.
Well,
before
we kind of did. Yeah, we did. I mean, you know, what did we hear? I don't have a clue what we heard, to be honest with you.
I aim to keep everything on the up and up here.
So, Mr. Chairman, if I may, if we're all in concurrence.
Yeah. Okay, I want to just point that. Okay.
Okay.
What we say here, Mark?
What we're doing here is, and we made sure with Pete, if the board so deems they can pass a resolution, which should be in your paperwork.
Okay.
I think it's.
Do you want me to read this?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to make a resolution to adopt the tax budget for Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, for the year beginning January 1st, 2022, and to submit the same to the Franklin County Budget Commission.
Okay. And I would second that.
Okay. Well, could before you second it, could I have make just a brief statement?
Oh, absolutely.
What I want to do is make a statement on behalf of myself and current trustees here. Yes, I will vote accordingly. But I want it to be so noted in the minutes that says on the recommendation of the state audit as well as our consultants. So we're voting, or at least I'm voting, in trust of the state audit and our general audit. You know, I've just learned too many things to say. Too many times to say something that you don't know what you're saying, and I'm not 100% on what I'm saying. Henceforth, that's the conditions of my vote. So, if you want to so enter that into the record, Ms. Watkins,
will do, sir.
Then I'm in favor. Okay.
Ready for a vote?
Yes.
Okay, Ralph?
Yes, with the conditions that I just mentioned.
Yes, sir. John?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Let me give you the resolution number.
Okay.
I wrote it down and then I...
110.
And Mr. Chairman?
You got it?
We may, let's not forget the audience if they have any questions.
That I will do that, yeah.
I don't have anything.
Okay.
I need to look at this.
You pretty much understand as we were fighting this thing out, I know you've been interested in it and conditions.
These are my tax dollars that are being distributed and I just need to find out where they're going and why they're being sent where.
That's what I want to make sure that I know what I'm talking about to the best of my ability. And I think the conditions that I brought up here, the best of my ability, I think that we've done the best we can with our tax dollars. Okay? Is that a fair assessment of what I'm saying here?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
Okay. It's been a mess in the past, as you know.
Well, I don't think it's just you can't blame it on the previous fiscal.
I'm not trying to blame it on anyone. I just want to make sure that
my understanding is that it was not just the last fiscal officer, and I'm not talking Mary, I'm talking
correct.
The one.
Correct.
Went back further than that one. So
2013, the best, 2013, I believe, isn't that correct?
No.
That's where I got frightened back when I found out 2013, we had a ton of IRS money, and when that happened, I said, I'm quitting.
But I'm just saying that you can't, you just need to, it's not just something that happened overnight.
Correct.
I mean,
as long as you understand and you don't feel cheated by this board here, I'm happy with that, okay?
Do I hear what? I'm sorry.
That we didn't misrepresent you. To the best of my knowledge,
I
certainly have not. Okay.
Just...
Okay, well, thank you very much. Is there any other questions? Okay, well, no other questions. We'll adjourn the meeting then. Thank you very much.
After our meetings, can you put...